Welcome to Hike Your Own Hike Podcast 2. I'm out doing just that again this morning. It is a beautiful, sunny, cold, 10 degree Michigan morning. And I've got my coat hanging wide open and trying to stop sweating. Because you don't want to sweat when it's cold, because then you get even colder. But kind of wanted to talk about the topic or continue a little bit off of the last episode that I did, where at the very end I talked about, yes, it's extremely important to do your own thing, but you want to make sure that you're adding value to the world and also that you're not hurting another human being. And I think, you know, it's really easy to make a dramatic statement like that and not peel back the layers of the onions and explain what I mean from all the different aspects. And I also think there's a few traps that you can fall into that can cause a tremendous amount of harm by how you interpret harming another human being. So I think it's really important to, and again, this is all my personal beliefs and these are things that I've learned, but I think it's extremely important to be empathetic for other people. And try. I think the better you become at putting yourself in their shoes or trying to look at a situation through their perspective, and actually being able to feel or just internalize just a little bit what they're going to experience when you make the statement, it can help go a long way. First of all, it helps you, I think, connect deeper with human beings because you understand their perspective and everything else. But harming another human being, in my opinion, doesn't happen by simply saying something or telling them, giving them a piece of information that hurts their feelings. And, you know, there's a lot of people, I think, who say, you know, I'll tell a little white lie because I don't want to hurt someone's feelings or do whatever. And quite frankly, giving them a piece of information or not giving them a piece of information that is straight fact is putting them in a bad position and allowing them to operate under a false sense that they're doing something that's good for them. So by giving them the news, sure, it may kind of rattle their world a little bit or have them look at their situation a little bit differently, and it might cause a little pain because it helps bring something into their focus, but that's only so that they can recognize it. You always hear the saying, you know, the first step to solving a problem is admitting you have one. So if they evaluate the situation and realize, holy cow, I didn't realize it, but that is the case, and now they're in a situation to move forward in a healthy way, you actually have not harmed that person. You help them move on in a positive way, and actually, by a little bit of conflict, helped create the environment for an improvement. So now, on the other hand, if you tell somebody something you think they want to hear just to, you know, kind of let them live in that false reality, you're putting them in a situation where they're going to perpetuate the same behavior, and you actually are kind of unintentionally harming them by not creating the opportunity or by allowing a longer time period to go by before they realize that there's an issue or a challenge. So I think that's kind of the first way you can look at it when I say I don't believe you should harm another human being. So I think just saying something that hurt someone's feelings is not actually harming them, unless, of course, it's a personal, you know, or character attack on them, which obviously we just saw during the election cycle, which was just sickening. But anyway, so I think that's one way that you have to look at it. I think one of the traps that is really easy to fall in, especially for people who are really good at showing empathy or feeling empathy for other human beings, is internalizing how somebody else feels once you know their situation, and then actually getting stuck in that, you know, negative feeling or sad feeling or feeling the pain that they feel. I think, you know, and I think that's really easy to have happen, but if you look at the situation, and realize that that's not your pain to carry, sure, it's good to feel empathetic so you can look at it from their perspective and then kind of search your resources to see if there's any way that you can help them. But if there's not, I mean, if it's, you know, some one of their kids or parent or something just died tragically in some freak accident, there's really nothing that's going to make the situation better. So really, it's about understanding the pain that they're experiencing, limiting judgment of any irrational behavior that's going to happen, but then just being there for them and supporting them without internalizing that pain. Sure, if you had any connection with their family or because they're a friend of yours, you're going to feel a little bit of pain because there's a little loss for you there. But I just think it's really important to separate and not own, other people's pain. I mean, we've got enough pain to own on our own. And I also believe that, you know, by hanging around in situations where you, the majority of the empathy that you end up feeling for a lot of the people you surround yourself with are painful, you might need to realize that you might be addicted to drama or a little bit, or put yourself in that situation a considerable amount more than is necessary. And maybe you receive some type of reward from being there for people or being supportive. But negativity and positivity are both extremely catchy. And I'm not saying being there to support someone who's going through a time of pain is actually, you know, negative, but it is a dramatic and emotional experience that bends toward negative. And enough, being exposed to enough of that is going to drain a lot of your capacity, a lot of your energy, and eventually you can find yourself attracting situations like that to yourself. So anyway, I had no idea that I was going to go in this direction as I was hiking here and talking about this, but I think, you know, harming another human being can be extremely subjective, which is odd to say, but I think if we look a little bit deeper than the initial reaction that we cause and look at a little bit more long term of what the situation can turn into, it'll allow you to have some fairly challenging discussions. But again, that's if you're in a situation where you are the type of person that is comfortable with challenging situations, because hey, we're all supposed to hike our own hike, at least according to me. And who am I to judge somebody else for not believing exactly what I believe? I'm continuing to try to get better at that, and I don't want to do that. So if that,
total
you're not
distance,
comfortable
5
with that,
miles. Total time, 1 hour,
totally
18
cool.
minutes and 12 seconds.
See comfortable with you.
Split pace, 15
anyway,
minutes, 40
thanks
seconds
a lot for
per mile.
Listening to my hiking ramblings, and I look forward to sharing a little bit more in the next episode. Have a great day.